The New Hampshire Supreme Court is weighing whether to give 78-year-old convicted murderer Robert Briest a new trial. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports during today's arguments the defense focused the discussion on new forensic evidence they say debunks the state's original case.
It's been a long, arduous legal battle for Robert Briest, 44 years behind bars and counting, multiple parole hearings denied, and appeals rejected. But he stands by his claim of innocence, and so does his family.
It's my father. I support him.
His son, Robert Briest, who goes by Manuel, took the hour-long drive from Ayer, Massachusetts, Thursday morning, to attend the appeal hearing. Manuel was 9 months old when his father was convicted. Since 1973, Briest has had parole opportunities twice, but because he won't admit to raping and killing 18-year-old Manchester resident Susan Randall, he can't be considered.
You know, he didn't commit a crime and wants to prove it, you know? Prove it to himself, prove it to his family. I guess there's multiple things.
During Thursday's arguments, Justice Robert Lynn was stuck on this very issue of why Briest, after all this time, is still fighting to clear his name.
It strikes me that, you know, at 78 years old, having served 40 years in prison, assuming he doesn't have a bad disciplinary record or something, I can't help wondering, why is he still in prison if the only reason is that he won't admit the offense?
But the issue at stake here is not whether Briest is innocent or not, but merely whether he should be granted a new trial. Briest's attorney, Ian Dumain, told the justices that because new DNA testing found underneath the victim's fingernails shows DNA profiles for two male suspects, it more or less debunks the state's claim that Briest acted alone when he allegedly picked up Randall, brutally killed her, and dumped her body into the Merrimack River in Concord. But because this testing does not rule out Briest as a suspect, Assistant Attorney General Elizabeth Woodcock, who's the lead prosecutor on the case, told the justices this evidence wouldn't sway a new jury.
In none of the five DNA tests from 2002 to 2012 was the defendant excluded as the source of the DNA profile. Therefore, the fundamental premise of the defendant's argument that the 2012 profile somehow exonerates him is simply wrong.
Dumain, however, stressed after the hearing, this new piece of evidence is no silver bullet, but rather is grounds to reopen the case and has been enough in several other states.
If you talk about the results in that way, which is a conservative way of speaking about them, it doesn't really tell you very much. It says, well, yeah, you can't be excluded, but that could be true literally and is true of literally thousands of other people.
The victim's family, on the other hand, has been steadfast on Briest's guilt and hopes he remains in prison. Susan Randall just graduated high school and was expected to start classes at the Chamberlain School of Design in Boston that fall. Since being behind bars in Massachusetts, Briest has had a clean record. But according to the New Hampshire Cold Case Unit, Briest is a possible suspect in at least two of the unit's unsolved murders. Whether Briest will get a new trial will likely take months for the justices to decide. But if the court does rule in his favor, there is no guarantee the state will prosecute. Besides lack of time and resources, Briest's lawyer, Ian Dumain, says sealing in another conviction wouldn't be easy.
Now, I think the reality is that if a new trial was granted, whether it really made sense to try Mr. Briest again, one of the problems the state has is that many of the witnesses are dead.
But Carol Briest, the defendant's wife of 45 years, is hopeful he will get out soon. And if he does, the pair doesn't have grand plans, merely just to be together after all these years.
You know, sit and talk with each other without a time limit on time limit on it. See the news, you know, just we don't want to do anything big, just to be able to live our lives and be with our children and grandchildren. Great grandchildren, we got one of those.
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.